Get ready for the headline sky event of 2015. Coming up on September 27th is the Blood Moon, also called the Mega Moon or the Mega Harvest Moon. We could even label it a total lunar eclipse. It really is a rare event. Imagine, the full moon, the harvest moon no less, goes into Earth's shadow to create a total eclipse at the same hour it arrives at its closest point to Earth of the entire year. Where the hype comes in is that astronomers label a lunar close approach as a perigee. But the media, the past few years, call such a nearby moon a mega moon. And if it happens on the same night it's full, then we have a mega full moon. And when the full moon goes into Earth's shadow, astronomers call it a total lunar eclipse, but the media have started referring to them as blood moons. In truth, a fully eclipsed moon does turn coppery red, like a penny, but never remotely red like blood. If you ever see your blood looking the same orange color as a totally eclipsed moon, go to the emergency room. Anyway, it will be a very cool event, and we'll get into all the juicy details next Sunday. But before we get to the mega moon, we've got the autumnal equinox this Wednesday, September 23rd. It happens at 4:21 a.m., so you'll go to sleep this Tuesday night in summertime and wake up in the fall. On Wednesday, the sun will rise and set precisely due east and due west. So this is a good time to calibrate your sundial, that task you've been putting off for so long. Days and nights won't be exactly equal, since there's 8 extra minutes of sun. But the equinox is the only time everyone on Earth, even any researchers at the poles, can all see the sun shining. It's a happy, feel-good kind of thing, even if it does officially end our beloved summer. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.